Trouble According to Humphrey. Chapter 5, Miranda in Trouble. My paws were practically raw and my teeth ached from trying to remove that paperclip from my cage when I heard the doorknob turn, saw the lights come on and watched Mrs. Brisbane enter. "Morning, fellows," she called out to us. She took off her scarf, her coat, her hat and her gloves and walked towards her desk. Aldo's note sat squarely in the centre of her desktop. It might as well have been screaming, "Read me, read me." I held my breath while she combed her hair, checked her makeup in the mirror and locked her handbag in a drawer. Then she sat down at her desk. My whiskers drooped and my heart sank as she picked up Aldo's note and began to read. "Oh," she said out loud, "oh dear." She studied the note for a while before walking over to my cage. "So, Humphrey, I hear you had an adventure last night." "Not really," I squeaked weakly. "Squeaking will get you nowhere." She bent down and examined the lock on my cage. She tested the paperclip. I see Aldo didn't want to take any chances. She turned towards Og. "I suppose you witnessed the whole thing." Og stayed motionless. "Good." He wasn't going to squeal, or rather croak, on me. A true friend. Mrs. Brisbane was staring down at my cage when Garth and AJ arrived. They took the same bus and always arrived together, with Saya and Tabitha right behind them. Mrs. Brisbane went to the door to greet the students as they bustled in and headed for the cloakroom. Kirk came in, then Seth, then Heidi and Gail. Heidi always waited outside until Gail got to school because they were best friends. Next, Miranda came through the door, a practically perfect person who never did anything wrong on purpose and who was about to get into big trouble, all because of me. I wish Ms. Mack had taken me to Brazil with her. Mrs. Brisbane went about the morning routine. First we studied the planets. I wished I was on planet Mars instead of in room 26. The teacher wrote out the words for our next spelling test. I almost fainted when she wrote out the first one. Trouble. Trouble was something I could spell. Trouble was what I was in. Trouble was what I had caused. My paw was shaking and I wasn't able to write all the words down. I wasn't worried about next week's spelling test. I had bigger things to worry about. I was so concerned about my troubles, I hardly noticed Paul when he came in and sat down for maths. My classmates didn't either. I did notice him when maths was over. He paused at the door and stared at the list of jobs on the board before quietly leaving the room. The morning was almost over and Mrs. Brisbane had still not mentioned the incident from the night before. Maybe she didn't believe Aldo's note, but that couldn't be, because everybody trusted Aldo and knew he wouldn't lie. "Og, are you worried about Miranda?" I squeaked when the classroom was empty at break. "Boing," was his clear and obvious answer. Of course he was worried. I wished I was a frog in a glass house instead of a hamster in a cage with a stupid lock that doesn't lock. After break came the moment of truth, except it wasn't the truth. It was all a big mistake. Mrs. Brisbane said, "Citizens of Humphreyville, please come to order." She spoke in her most serious and important voice. "It is time to review the status of our community and the jobs you are all doing. As far as I can see, you all performed your duties as required yesterday, except for one of you. I'm afraid one of you neglected your responsibility and there could have been a disastrous outcome." My classmates were clearly surprised. I glanced at Miranda's face, so totally innocent, I had to look away. I wondered if I could go back to live at Petorama where I came from. "Miranda, you were in charge of Humphrey and Og yesterday." Suddenly, nice Mrs. Brisbane turned into the unsmiling Mrs. Brisbane, the way she was when I first met her. "Yes," Miranda answered. "Last night, Mr. Amato, the caretaker, found Humphrey out of his cage. Luckily, he hadn't fallen off the table and broken his neck, and Aldo put him back in the cage and locked it. It's obvious that you weren't careful when you locked his cage yesterday." Miranda looked as sick as I felt. "But I did lock the cage," said Miranda. "I remember." "Then how do you think Humphrey got out? Do you think someone else in the class unlocked the cage?" Miranda looked confused. "No, of course not. It was your responsibility. In the end, you are the one who is accountable." Miranda was blinking hard. I remember locking the cage, she said softly. Yes, she did, I squeaked loudly, desperately wishing someone could understand me just this once. Boing, Og chimed in. Mrs. Brisbane ignored us. I want you to think about how serious this is. Humphrey might have ended up stuck behind the cabinet or even got out into the corridor. We may never have found him again. He might even have starved to death. My whiskers quivered and my body shivered until I remembered that I'd been out of my cage many times and none of these things had happened. In fact, I'd performed some pretty brave acts, if I do say so myself. In the real community, a person who doesn't do his or her job well gets fired. I'm afraid I'm going to have to fire you, Miranda. Oh no! Mandy's hand shot up in the air and Mrs. Brisbane called on her. You can get fired even if you're good at your job. Like if your company closes down. That's true, Mandy. That's different. Miranda is losing her job because she didn't fulfil her responsibilities, said the teacher. Now, Kirk, I'll make you the animal keeper. Kirk made a great roaring noise like a lion. A few kids giggled. Mrs. Brisbane did not giggle. She frowned at Kirk and continued. Art, you can be the door monitor. Miranda, you will get no points for this job, but I will give you another chance. You can take Art's job as energy monitor. However, there will be consequences to your carelessness, said the teacher. I knew Mrs. Brisbane wasn't a bad person. She was a good person, but she was doing a bad thing. Miranda covered her face with her hands. All we could hear was her crying. What am I supposed to do? Asked Art. Pay attention, Art, said Mrs. Brisbane, who by now was in a very bad mood. You'll be in charge of opening and closing the door at break, lunch, and at the end of the day. She said, Miranda, you go to the toilet and wash your face. Miranda raced out of the room sobbing. My heart was aching. I was afraid it was breaking. Because of me, Miranda was crying. Because of me, her mark had gone down. I was nothing but trouble. Usually, while my classmates ate lunch, I take a good nap. Today, I paced back and forth in my cage until Mrs. Brisbane came over. Humphrey, let me check this lock. Thank goodness, she unfastened the paperclip, unlocked my cage, then closed it again. She tested the door to make sure that the lock was securely fastened. As usual, it seemed to be locked. Mrs. Brisbane sighed. I was hoping I was wrong. I was hoping the lock was broken. It's not like Miranda to forget. You're making an unspeakable mistake, I yelled. The teacher chuckled. Obviously, you agree. I did not. Just then, Miranda returned. Her eyes were red from crying. Mrs. Brisbane, I'd like to apologise, she said. Thank you, Miranda, but I still have to switch your job. I know. I'd just like to say I'm sorry to you and to Humphrey. If anything ever happened to Humphrey, her eyes filled with tears again. Everybody makes a mistake. Let's move on from here, okay? You go on to lunch. Miranda nodded and went to get her lunch bag. When she returned from the cloakroom, she stopped by my cage and whispered, I'm so sorry, Humphrey. What Mrs. Brisbane said was true. Everybody makes mistakes. Only in this case, it was the teacher making the mistake, not Miranda. All because of me, me, me. Somehow we got through the rest of the day, although it was hard to look at Miranda with her red eyes and shiny nose. I saw Mandy staring at her. When it was time for afternoon break, she hurried over to Miranda's table. I know that losing your job feels really bad. I'm sorry about it, she said. Want to play tetherball with me? Miranda seemed surprised. She and Mandy had never been close friends. But by the time they had their coats on and were heading out of the door, they were chatting away. Art stayed in during break to retake his spelling test. I'd been worrying about Miranda so much I'd forgotten about Art's problem. He hadn't done a good job as energy monitor, but Mrs. Brisbane didn't know that. I was worried that Art had forgotten to study for his test again. I had to hide in my sleeping hut so I couldn't hear Mrs. Brisbane read out the words for him. Please, 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 I thought, please let Art pass the test. I could hear Mrs. Brisbane very well, but I certainly did hear Og when he let out a long series of boing-oings, four or five at least. I darted out in time to see Mrs. Brisbane smile at art. She was holding his test in her hands. A, 95, art. That's the best you've done all year. Now that I know what you're capable of doing, I expect this kind of mark from now on. Think you can do it? Art squinched up his face.
Oh, I think so.
Just remember to study and pay attention, okay? Art nodded and got out of the classroom as fast as he could. Phew! Well, Arg, he did it, I told my neighbour. He took a deep and splashy dive into the water of his tank, which meant that he was feeling as happy about Art as I was. Late that afternoon, Kirk took charge of Og and me. In his usual clowning way, he pretended to eat a cricket before he gave it to Og, and he also made an icky gagging noise when he cleaned up my poo. But he laughed, so I knew he really didn't mind. When he was finished and the students were doing silent reading, Mrs. Brisbane quietly slipped over to my cage and checked again to see that it was locked. It was, or at least it seemed to be. At last, the long and difficult day was over. I was greatly relieved when Miranda waited until everyone had left the classroom and carefully turned off the lights. They didn't come on again until Aldo arrived. Give a cheer, because Aldo's here, he said. But I wasn't feeling too cheery. I was a tiny bit cross with him for writing that note to Mrs. Brisbane, although I knew he meant well. Glad to see you back in your cage, Aldo told me. It's a dangerous world out there, you know. After all my fur-raising adventures, I didn't need anyone to tell me that. Aldo jiggled my cage door the way humans always do. Nice and snug tonight, he said. I guess Mrs. Brisbane got my note. She got his note all right. I just hope Miranda wasn't still crying. The next morning, Miranda came bustling into the room with Saya, and not only was she not crying, she was smiling. I suppose I still have a lot to learn about human behaviour. Seeing Miranda laugh made me feel a lot better. Later, though, when she passed by my cage, she looked serious again and stared at me for a few seconds. I'm sorry, 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 I squeaked. She blinked hard and turned away. For the rest of the day, she didn't cry, but she was a quieter Miranda than usual. However, my other friends were anything but quiet. They were so caught up in their jobs, it was hard for them to concentrate on anything else. In the middle of science, Heidi leapt up, grabbed a pencil out of Richie's hand, and ran off to sharpen it. Mandy spent more time writing up messy table notices than she did labelling the planets. Mrs. Brisbane did her best to try and keep things under control. When it was time for maths, Paul slipped into class as quietly as ever. Mrs. Brisbane handed out homework papers, and when he saw his mark, Art rolled his eyes and suddenly looked small and poor. When Mrs. Brisbane asked if there were any questions, Miranda's hand shot up. It's pretty sunny outside. I was thinking that we could probably turn off the lights for a while and save some energy. Usually, when somebody asks a question that's completely off the subject, Mrs. Brisbane isn't too happy about it. This time she smiled. Well, I suppose we could do without lights for a while. Thank you, Miranda. I'll add some extra points to your job evaluation for thinking of it. Miranda was more like her old golden self. That was good. But there was something else that was bad. At the end of the day, Art forgot to shut the door when he left. Mrs. Brisbane called him back and told him she had to deduct 2 points off his job score. Art was pretty upset. Does this mean I don't get to take Humphrey home this weekend? Ah, so that's whose house I would be visiting on Friday night. Mrs. Brisbane sighed and thought it over. No, you can take Humphrey home if you remember to close the door every single time tomorrow. Gee, thanks, Art said, carefully closing the door behind him. That night, I tried to work out how I could fix things for Miranda. I was usually good at fixing things. I needed a plan. Og, I've a brilliant idea, I squeaked out loudly. I'll get out of my cage tonight so Mrs. Brisbane will know that Miranda didn't make a mistake. Boing, said Og, then slid into the water and splashed wildly. I don't think he liked my idea. I thought it over some more. My gosh, you're right, Og. Kirk will get into trouble. I don't want that to happen. There have been enough kids in trouble this week. I stayed in my cage the whole night. Aldo came and went, cleaning, reading, eating, Everything seemed completely normal. Too bad it didn't feel that way. Humphreyville citizens are reminded to obey the rules. Consequences of not doing a job are highlighted. The Humphreyville Herald.